Guy. Good Friday morning to you. It is 8:39, 60 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or visit us live on Facebook. We stream there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And we love to know you're there, too. It makes it fun. Especially talking about fun, getting back to fun here in South Carolina.
Outdoors. Remember during COVID-19, which we're still in it, everyone posted, you know what's not canceled? The great outdoors.
And the sunshine is healthy and good, but wear your sunscreen.
That's a good point there. And we're so lucky to have so many great attractions here in New York County that will satisfy our fishing needs, boating needs, swimming needs, whatever you want. And guess what? You can find it in one place specifically, Ebenezer Park. You like that? We love Ebenezer Park in New York County. We have the park superintendent joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Pat Morrison. Good morning to you, Pat.
Good morning, Lucas. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. So just because the governor says that parks are open, there are some details as it relates to Ebenezer Park.
Yes. As many people know, you know, we have been under major renovations since November on some really nice upgrades for the park. And, you know, we faced a lot of challenges this year. I mean, if it could go wrong, it did go wrong. And we've had some delays, and we were hoping to, you know, get the boating at least back open by Memorial Day. And, you know, we are learning that it's probably going to be mid to late June before we can do that. And then, you know, some of the other activities that you've mentioned, those are going to be delayed as well and probably, you know, won't be available at Ebenezer Park for most of the summer. The good news is camping is open, and many people are taking advantage of the great weather. I mean, our occupancy rate for the month of May has been just astounding. So it's good to see that people are getting out and, you know, taking advantage of the, you know, the outdoors.
I think the RV industry is up 1,000%. And who knew that you could rent an RV kind of like Airbnb?
Yeah.
So apparently a lot of them are just coming on down and trying to check out Ebenezer Park.
Yeah, I mean, our phones have been lighting up since, you know, the governor loosened some restrictions. We were closed for the month of April, which was really kind of interesting. I've been there 26 years, have never, you know, experienced the park being totally empty. And but it was a great opportunity for us as a staff to get some things done that you cannot get done while you have campers on site. So we're excited to be able to accomplish a lot during that time. But I tell you, when May 1st came, the campers came, and they're still coming. And we are booked up, you know, quite a bit. We're booked up for this weekend, you know, Memorial Day weekend. It's been interesting. I've had several phone calls this week. People don't even realize it's Memorial Day. I mean, the news has been, you know, other things. So, but it is Memorial Day weekend, and we are open for camping. But unfortunately, again, the boat ramps and our swimming and our picnic area will not be open, you know, right now. But if you want to stay up to date on those things, and when we may open them, Ebenezer Park Facebook page, we post pictures, updates about the construction project.
Are those attractions that you mentioned, are they closed because of COVID-19 related or because of the construction related?
Construction. Okay. Yeah. We have, you know, a lot of people think that it is COVID-19, but it is construction related. And we're really trying to get out the word because of the amount of traffic that we expect to receive this weekend of people who do not know that we are under construction. And so we got some signs out on Mount Gallup Road to, you know, let people know that we're closed. So,
well, it's taught us patience, but what did they say? If you're patient, all good things will happen. And in the end, and of course, what do we have to look forward to when Ebenezer Park is when the construction's over with, because it will not be the same Ebenezer Park we remember.
Yeah. It's going to be really exciting. Yeah. I mean, we are, I think for the public, they're going to be really shocked at what we have. The 10,000 square foot semicircular pier is going to be the main attraction. There's going to be, I think, 4 or 5 covered shelters on it, where you have the double sided swings. You also have some picnic tables. There'll be places to fish from that pier. So that is one of the big attractions that we're looking forward to, and I think most of our guests will. you know, we have dredged out the swimming area a lot of for many years, we've had complaints about the swimming area being more of a waiting area. So they dredged out like 2,300 cubic yards of material. So we'll actually have a real swimming area and a real beach and a nice sitting area for people just to enjoy the lake. There's also some extra green space that that we've added. We're repositioning a parking lot to add green space down by the lake. And, of course, we'll have the fishing. And the swimming, of course, will be, you know, a main attraction during the summer. It's a little disappointing this year just because it's kind of a, you know, it's not going to be able to open when we thought we would be able to.
But for a lot of places, they've just kind of have written off the year 2020. So you're not alone. It's not like you guys are the majority and everyone else is not. I mean, you guys are just – are right along with most businesses and attractions as well. And the boat landings, will there be more boat landings for people to put more boats in and to control that traffic there a little better?
Well, we are redoing our boat parking lot to where it is more efficient for people to get in and out. Okay. We still have the same amount of ramps, but we have added some slips for people to tie up to as they load and unload, because a lot of the frustration was there just wasn't enough room for people to, you know, to launch their boats and then have to wait for other people to, you know, get out of the way and stuff. So adding those boat slips, we've added a kayak and canoe launch, which we're really excited about because, you know, that is a big sport right now, a lot of – and paddleboarding. So we're thinking that's going to be a huge attraction as well.
And what's the date again when you think this is going to be available?
Well, we can't nail down any specific dates, but we think that the boat ramps will be open mid to late June. That was before we had 15 inches of rain this week.
I know. But, you can't control that. No. Yeah. That's what it is.
And of course, we had a really wet winter. You know, it seemed like it rained every other day. And there wasn't just small rain events. They were very large rain events, massive amounts of water. So we think that the remainder of the project, the pier and stuff, probably early September. But, you know, things happen.
They do.
If it can go wrong, it will
go
wrong.
Well, you started at the right time.
Right,
you went
yes.
in with a great plan. If everything had just been spot on and the weather had cooperated, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now.
You are correct. And I know, you know, a lot of our guests may be a little frustrated right now because, you know, they're having to battle at Nivens Creek. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nivens Landing, Allison Creek, Buster Boyd, which are the other three landings in our area that are open. So, you know, I would suggest getting there early this weekend if you're going to do any boating.
Well, again, if we just are patient now, we'll have a lot to celebrate, hopefully this summer and again in the early fall. And we certainly appreciate, again, all the thought that has gone into improving Ebenezer Park. If you haven't been out there before, it really just considered it was like a basic park, right? It had a very like a area to swim, a little bit of beach area and picnic tables. But that's about it, and the boat slips. But now what you've described is something that makes us, once again, very competitive with other parks in the area and to celebrate some of our resources that we have here.
Absolutely. I mean, we really feel like it's going to set us apart in some ways, especially with the pier. I mean, I haven't seen it anywhere.
Tell me about this pier.
I picture something from, like, Charleston, like when you go down
it's,
downtown.
It's very similar to the bridge that is near the Ravenel.
Sure.
Arthur Ravenel there. And it only difference is ours will be circular. You'll be able to actually semicircular where you start on one side and you walk around to the other side and we'll have a complete path around it. So, you know, and you can see some of those pictures. We've got some really nice drone shots on the Ebenezer Park Facebook page. And it's amazing to see how that has, you know, transpired over the last several months from putting in just pylons. To seeing now the decking go on and then soon the shelter. So it's pretty neat.
So cool. All right, check them out.
It's going to be worth the wait.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Check them out on Facebook, Ebenezer Park on Facebook. Pat Morrison is the park superintendent. Pat, we certainly appreciate it. And thoughts and prayers with you guys as your project continues. But again, it'll be worth the wait. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
It is 8:00.